Something like that, T. Something like this. Like this. See there.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call small change, little coin.
Mm-hmm. Is that your phone?
Uh-huh.
What about something that had a little leather thing that had a little clasp on it?
Clasp it on.
A little clasp. They call that a change. Just to keep coins in. That would be a little change.
Little chain push.
Uh-huh. And something a woman would wear around her neck. A whole lot of
beads.
Uh-huh.
Beads.
You call that a what, a beads?
Neck.
What, did you ever hear it called a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, string of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
Watch or a bracelet.
And what did men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Belts and suspenders.
Okay. And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Parasol.
Or a...
umbrella.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. They used to call them umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
Now they call them parasol.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Spread.
Any other names for that?
Spreads. What's another name? I can't think of it now.
What did women used to make to put on the bed for warmth?
Blankets. My blankets are quilts.
Uh-huh. Do you ever make any of those?
Uh-huh.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on
a pillow.
What about something about twice as long as a pillow?
I got that one over there. I can't go on there now.
Did you hear it called?
Huh?
A bowl?
No.
Bolster?
Bolster, yeah. I guess so.
Is that what you're thinking of?
But they call it something else, too. Oh, Miss Elizabeth gave me that pill. She called it... bolster.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's bolster.
You say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went
all the way, huh?
Did you ever say it went clean across or plumb across?
Well, I seen some long leg go clean across.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But it's in the country. Mm-hmm.
Did you have relatives living out in the country?
Mm-hmm.
His friends there?
Yeah, I have some friends.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
pallet.
And you'd say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
because the crop is good this year.
Or the soil.
Soil is good.
Uh-huh. Or another word for that. You said the soil is very...
rich.
Or...
fertilized.
Uh-huh. What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream? It's overflowed and it's good for...
banks.
Uh-huh.
You call it the bank.
What about bottoms or lowland or intervals?